I saw Papa on my last birthday. I miss him badly. I don't want this virus anymore, Mama. I want to finish it. When he stopped talking, he saw her eyes getting watery again. I am a big boy, Mama, he triumphed. He saw her nodding at her. Doctors are working on this beta. Is this only their work, Mama? Then you wouldn't be selling sanitizers as well. He saw her opening her mouth to talk and then closed. If a sanitizer can kill this deadly virus, that means it can easily go away. But we are the only ones helping it to spread more. That's why I told the principal, sir, to wear a mask properly. What did I do wrong in that, Mama? Every time I go out with you in the grocery store, they stop me outside. While I see many people like my principal, sir, who wear masks incorrectly, stepping inside the shop. Where on TV I watch how to wash my hands and wear a mask properly, why do they follow these rules but expect me to follow their rules? Isn't it unfair, Mama? He poured his heart out at her. Whatever question bothered him, he shared. Everybody behaves like this, virus is nothing. Then it shows to us that we are nothing in front of it. He felt the warmth of her palms when they cupped his face softly. You don't have to worry about it, Peter. This too shall pass. When, Mama? Can you tell me when I can meet Papa? When can Sahil recover? When will this virus end? He saw her getting silent again. If this virus ends, I shall meet my Papa. There will be hope for better things. He felt already excited with the thought of meeting his loved ones. In a few days, the phone in their house kept ringing. He would listen to his mother receiving calls from all of his friends' mothers, discussing the school authority. Because of getting temporarily suspended, Bhumi accompanied his mother to sell sanitizers. He garnered everyone's attention on the street. He not only sold the sanitizers but also explained their benefits in his boyish way. It intrigued people to listen to him and buy it. Some of them also recorded his talk and it went viral on the internet. People started recognizing him, but it didn't bother him to do what he had decided. During the suspension period, with the help of his mother, he had a meeting with the authority of the school on a video call. To look into this matter, the school authority went through inspection and found being careless regarding taking all the needed precautions. Bhumi's suspension was cancelled. While on the other side, he also got an opportunity to talk with the chief minister in a talk show. Chota Mo Badi Baat, interview program telecasted on the television. When his friend Sahil connected him from the hospital through the video call, he became joyous to see him getting recovered. He also received a pat of appreciation from his mother. Looking at Bhumi's initiative, most youngsters form a movement to supply basic precautionary things like masks, sanitizers for poor people. Bhumi was now the youngest entrepreneur. With the only hope to vanish the virus from the earth and bring lives back to normal, there is one Bhumi in every gully, city, area who is struggling without any fear or failure, just to help the earth to finish the virus and spread awareness for it. We all have only one thing to do, is be a part of it while making our privileges available for everyone in a useful way. That's when the earth shall find balance and become free of the fatal virus.